3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Real Books By podcast. I am the Real Books By, Ryan the Rapologist Steck, and there's two good books out today on Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. The first is a new novel from Clive Cussler, and the second book is a debut novel from a new author that's already drawing comparisons to Brad Thor and the late Vince Flynn. More on that in just a second. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Books By podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Ryan the Rapologist Steck. If you're not already, you can follow me on Twitter, at The Real Books By. I'm also on Facebook. There's a Real Books By page. And of course, you can follow everything on therealbooksby.com. So this podcast is something that I'm really excited about. I've been planning for a while and tried not to say too much about it quite yet. I'm actually not ready to launch the full show, which will very soon be a weekly podcast. Aimed at keeping all fans of the thriller genre up to date on all the info and breaking news. Everything you need to know within the genre. Book releases, we'll talk about different books, and I'll even have some author interviews sprinkled in. But I really just launched early. This is more of a teaser because there's two good books out today, and I wanted to get the chance to talk about them. The first one is Clive Cussler's The Gangster, which he co-wrote with Justin Scott. It's an Isaac Bell novel. It's the ninth in that series, and it follows last year's The Assassin. Justin Scott has co-authored all but one of the Isaac Bell novels with Clive Cussler. And I'm just going to say right off the bat, while I think the book is it's decent, I gave it a 5 out of 10 on the BookSpy rating, which you can see on therealbooksby.com. I wanted to like it a lot and ultimately felt like it was a letdown. Now, I say that because I think if you love this series already, if you're already an Isaac Bell fan, you're already a Clive Cussler fan, then I think this is right up your alley and you're going to really enjoy this. However, if you've never read the series, you're probably going to want to skip this book. I still think that it's worth checking out the Isaac Bell series itself, but I wouldn't start here. A lot of series like this, the novels are written to stand alone, so you can jump in wherever. And that's mostly true with Clive Cussler's Isaac Bell series. But this was it's sort of a low point. It's one of my least favorites so far of this series. I've been reading Clive Cussler for a while, and I really liked last year's The Assassin. I had really high hopes for this book. But ultimately, I think the plot tried to do too much, which was its own biggest downfall, because the characters weren't really developed, and I'm not sure, if you've never read an Isaac Bell novel before, that the authors really give you a reason to root or cheer for Isaac Bell now. In fact, if you've never read any of these books and you just kind of jump in with this one, you start reading The Gangster, the one character that's actually developed quite well is the villain, Antonio Branco, who is a businessman by day and he's a crime lord by night. He runs this crime enterprise. This group, they call themselves the Black Hand, and they're just going around terrorizing businesses and citizens. And eventually, people get tired of it, and they pool their resources. They go on, and they hire Isaac Bell, who is, of course, a private detective. And he sets out to find out who it is behind the Black Hand and how to stop them. And in his investigation, what he learns is that this group of criminals has sort of graduated from arson and kidnapping, shakedown, stuff like that, to committing murders. And then Isaac discovers a troubling pattern about their murders, which seems to indicate that with each new victim, that person is a more high-profile individual or more important individual than the last. And what he ultimately discovers is that their end game, he believes, is to take an assassination shot on the president, who at that time in 1906, when this story is set in New York, is Teddy Roosevelt. So Isaac now is racing against the clock to try to stop the Black Hand from pulling off assassination attempt on the president of the United States. And ultimately, I think most of the time when you read thrillers, you have to suspend your disbelief to really get into the novel. And I think that's true, and I think that's okay. I have no problem doing that. However, this plot had way too much going on. It didn't really seem to know what it wanted to focus on the most, so I felt like it jumped around. And then it just never really developed the characters the way in which Clive Cussler is sort of known for doing. That said, the book still felt like it was 40 pages too long for me. The absolute worst feeling when you're reading a thriller is that feeling of you don't really want to keep reading, but you have to force yourself to, and that's not what a thriller is supposed to be about. So ultimately for me, I gave this, like I said, a 5 out of 10 on the Real Books by rating system. I think it's worth reading if you're a Clive Cussler fan or if you're an Isaac Bell fan, but if you're not already a fan of this series, I'm not sure you're going to want to read it. The other book coming out today is called Overwatch by Matthew Bettley. This is Matthew Bettley's debut novel, and if you don't know the name Matthew Bettley already, get ready because you're going to hear a lot about this guy both now and in the immediate future. He's a star in the making. I call him the genre's number one draft pick because I'm a sports guy, and I actually think that's a pretty fitting term. Matthew Bettley is signed to Emily Bessler Books, which is an imprint of Atria Books at publishing powerhouse Simon & Schuster. And Emily Bessler Books is, of course, the publishing home of Vince Flynn's Mitch Rapp series and Brad Thor's Scott Harvath series, which is one of the reasons why Matthew Bettley is already drawing comparisons to those two guys. So when I first heard about Matthew Bettley, this was last year sometime, and I was already well aware that people were wondering, questioning, could he be the next Vince Flynn? Could he be the next Brad Thor? That's difficult for me to want to say for any new author, especially a debut author. Vince Flynn and Brad Thor are both legends of the genre, two of the greatest writers that have ever authored political thrillers. They are on the Mount Rushmore of political thrillers, in my opinion, along with probably Ludlum and Clancy. And, you know, I just don't think it's a wise thing to start comparing a new author to legends like that. However, there's always an exception to every rule. And if there is one for this, it would be Matthew Bettley's Overwatch. So Overwatch introduces Logan West, who's an ex-Marine, current raging alcoholic, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and who is separated from his wife. So if you're listening and, you know, sounds like, well, that sucks. Yeah, it does suck. And that's one of the reasons why Logan West is a really compelling character. As I said in my review, which you can read on therealbooksby.com, this genre is full of protagonists, of heroes that are literally a pair of tights and a cape away from being Superman. And that is not true for Logan West. He is deeply flawed, which really works. The character is very well developed. He's someone you can root for right away and get behind. In fact, when we first meet him in the opening pages of Overwatch, he's just waking up from being blacked out. He drank too much once again, hit the bottle too hard, and is trying to remember where the heck he is and what the heck is going on. And by the time he realizes he's in his own home, he finds out he's not alone. There's an intruder, and the two end up getting into it, and Logan West kills the intruder when suddenly the dead man's phone begins ringing. Now, at the time, what Logan has no idea of knowing is that when he answers that phone, which he does do, he's just now set off a global race against the clock. There's a terrorist organization that's trying to track down an artifact from Iraq. And it's central to a planned attack they have in the Middle East in an effort to draw the United States into a major conflict with Iran. Now, that is basically the story in a nutshell. But there's so many moving parts to this. So Logan West, immediately when he answers his phone and he finds out what the bad guy wants, he wants a flag. Now, Logan knows who has the flag. It's a former Marine that he served with. But he has no idea what is special or important about this flag or why anyone else would want it. Now, that said, he's also in no hurry to divulge that information and sell out the former Marine that he served with. So he's a very sarcastic, he's kind of a smart mouth character in the vein of Nelson DeMille's John Corey, mixed with a little bit of Mitch Rapp and Scott Harvath. And so he has some nice one-liners during this conversation. He's not really willing to give anything. And that is when the bad guy on the phone lays down the trump card and tells Logan that he has his wife. Now, they're separated, but Logan is still very much in love with his wife. And that right there is a game changer for him, as he will do just about anything to protect her. So, as this book unfolds, again, it turns into this global race against the clock to stop this terrorist organization. And it's a very thrilling and compelling read. From the very first page, Matthew Bentley basically puts the gas pedal to the floor, does not let up till the very end, which is open-ended for our next book. This is a new series. Matthew Bentley, who I've chatted with a little bit and gotten to swap some emails with, has said to me, he's also said in other interviews, that he plans this to be a long-running series, and he's already got like the next five books sort of outlined in his head. He knows where he wants the character to go, and so Logan West is going to be around for a while. At least that's the plan here for Matthew Bentley, to turn this into a new best-selling series, which I've no doubt it will soon become. And while I think the comparisons to both Vince Flynn and Brad Thor are a little premature here, as they are with any debut author, I do think that in about 2 years, new authors trying to break into this genre will be compared to Matthew Bentley. And I don't think it's going to take very long for Logan West to pull up a chair and take a seat at the table with guys like Mitch Rapp, Scott Harvath, Brad Taylor's Pike Logan, Ben Coe's Dewey Andreas. And again, he's a really fantastic character that I'm really, really excited about. In fact, I can't remember the last time there was this much hype around a debut novel. So again, I gave it an 8 out of 10 on the Real Books Buy rating scale. And if you buy one book this week, just one, make sure that it's Matthew Bentley's Overwatch. So that's it for me. Thank you for tuning in to the Real Books Buy podcast. I'll see you next week.